I had worked with Feather for the first time on Autumn Nights, I'd Be Your Slave, and the If You Could See You part. And I remember she said to me something along the lines of, it was great to get to sing on a song with some substance. Don't blame a dog for eating a dog. And I remember being like, okay, Feather, I love you. I'm. It means the world that If You Could See You was your favorite song to sing on. Now that I have you on the song with some substance, that's like a super seaside deep on the album, I'm gonna need you to record me a really easy pop track. And she did, and she killed it. And I mean, this is like a Lana Del Rey sort of ripoff joint. You know, it's fine. A lot of people liked it. But yeah, just sort of Luna song. Feather killed it. There's so little story to this one. Really, there is. This came a little bit after Autumn Nights, where I was, this and Chrissy's Lullaby, they were two tracks that I was not sure if I was going to put out, because they just felt so, you know, after putting out Autumn Nights and kind of being at a point where I didn't really feel like I wanted to do like straight brony music anymore, at least not in the way that it had been done, where you just sort of write a song about a character, slap their picture on it and put it up. Like, I don't know, that as a medium and as a convention of the genre, that whole thing was starting to feel so cheap. And I really wanted to explore some deeper ways to take the material. And so this one, I almost didn't put it out.